the yellow light so short? Because they want to entrap you. Got you.
Actually, let me take it in another direction here for a second, if you don't mind, because I presume you probably might have even done research on this. By taking it down to 2.9 seconds, it's probably made it more dangerous.
It is more dangerous. Not only that, people are so worried about getting a ticket, they're slamming on the brakes as soon as they see the yellow light. And not everybody's going to stop at the same time. So what happens is, the T-bone accidents go down, but rear-end fender benders go up. And what kind of a safety program is that, shuffles one accident for another?
Yeah, that's really crazy. We're talking with Joe Scott. He's got a product out called Photo Blocker. You can go to photoblocker.com and buy it. You spray your license plate, and the red light cameras don't work. Neither do the speed cameras. Joe, how's business, speaking of revenue?
Well, we were featured in the Cleveland Plain Dealer today, and when we came in, we almost had about 200 orders, and now it's over 1,000 orders.
Yeah, wait till you get off the...
Yeah, tell them.
I mean, nobody likes to get a ticket, and PhotoBlocker is a high-gloss finish that you put on your license plate once, and it's there for forever. Yeah. And each can do four license plates, and it only costs $30, so even if it saves you one ticket, it's paid for itself.
Yeah.
Joe, is it specifically just for license plates, or you found out also works on license plates?
Well, it was designed to put it on license plates.
So it wasn't a product. I guess this is what you're saying.
Yeah, like you couldn't spray paint something else with it.
It wasn't a product that was already there, Joe? You came up with this product? Is that what it is?
Well, it's a combination. We added some more to whatever was existing, and we added a UV stabilizer and made sure that it lasts for a long time, made sure it was extra glossy, and we tried out a lot. We spent a lot of time and a lot of money coming up with this formula.
Is there a money-back guarantee?
30-day money-back guarantee.
What happens if you use it and get a ticket?
Well, if the camera doesn't use flash, you'll get a ticket. I mean, we're not saying this is 100% effective. All we're saying is even if it saves you one ticket, it's paid for itself.
Do you think, though, that eventually, I mean, they're going to ban it here?
Well, I mean, like Illinois, they banned the use of it. That doesn't mean you can't buy it. That doesn't mean you can't sell it. And if you have it on your license plate, it's undetectable. It only fools the camera. To the naked eye, there's nothing there. You can make out all the numbers or the issuing state. So it really blinds the camera whenever they take a picture using flash. So to the naked eye, everything is clear.
So even if it's banned in Illinois, you said?
Well, when they banned it in Illinois, guess what? Sales just went through the roof.
Yeah, but I'm saying even if it's banned in Illinois, you can still use it. They wouldn't even know you're using it.
Exactly.
Hmm.
All we're saying is you don't have to break the law. Just put the product on your license plate, obey the law. But if you come across a red light intersection that has too short of a yellow time, you shouldn't get a ticket. If somebody is about to rear-end you, you shouldn't stop and get rear-ended just to avoid a ticket. You should clear the intersection and not cause an accident.
If I go to photoblocker.com, how long will it take to deliver?
Well, we ship out of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, so it's 3 days. And we do have a special for today. If you buy two cans, you get the third one free for $59.99, and shipping is on us.
All right. Now, how often do you have to spray the license plate?
It's a one-time application, good for life. All you have to do is remove your license plate, lay it flat, clean it, and then take the photo blocker spray, put a nice thick coating on it every 20 minutes. You build up a nice thick shell on it, and then you let it dry. You put it back on your car, and it's good for life. And we have sold over 500,000 cans all over the world, and the complaint or product failure rate that we have is less than half of a 0.5%.
Less than half of 0.5%. Wow.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's like nil.
Yeah, it was tested by Denver Police Department, Australian Police, South African Police, Dutch Police, and ABC, NBC, Washington Times, Washington Post.
All right, two questions. You go through a car wash, everything's okay? Doesn't come off?
Everything's okay. Just don't scrub it down.
Yeah, and the salt up here in the north in the winters, that doesn't bother it?
So far, no problems. We haven't had any complaints.
Wow. Okay. All right. That's photoblocker.com. We're talking with Joe Scott. He's got a product that you spray your license plate, and the red light cameras don't work.
Yeah, and is it possible, can you give him the phone number as well?
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me write it down, too, while you give it. Go ahead.
It's
888-207-7040. Say it again.
1-888-207-7040.
Would this be like a PSA, Paul?
It is.
Huh?
I don't know.
I think you should write this up.
All right, I'll write it up.
You know,
people probably won't think it's a PAS.
I would say this is a public service, no, Joe?
I believe so. I mean, all those people who are using the product, every time they avoid one of those unnecessary, unjustified tickets, we're putting money back in their pocket.
You know, it would be funny, Joe, is if they pass a law that if you use this, you get a ticket.
Well, it might happen down the line. We never know.
Yeah,
because
crazy.
We were just featured in the New York Post, and one of the representatives for the Turnpike Commission or somebody actually admitted to the New York Post that the spray is making him lose some money.
Yeah. Give the phone number out again, Joe.
888-207-7040.
Or they can go on the internet and get it at photoblocker.com.
Yes, sir.
Good going, Joe.
Yes, sir. And I would just like to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Don't let him take your cash in a flash.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Thank you.
Oh, look at the blare.
Oh, you got it up on the website now?
Yeah. It's like a huge blare. It blurs out the license plate.
But the police can still see the letter, so you're not doing nothing wrong, right, Joe?
Exactly. And there is no law that says your license plate has to be photogenic, period.
Yeah. Well, not yet, anyway.
Not yet, exactly.
Yeah. Joe Scott, thank you very much, buddy.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
An honor. Thank you.
Just remember one thing.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
All right, time now to get you home with traffic. I wish we could get a spray to block out traffic. This traffic is brought to us by
Zantrax 3.
Should have asked Joe if he had one.
He can't see me to begin with.
How's the traffic, Pat?
Well, Mike, let me tell you. Spun out vehicle 490 West on the ramp to 71 South. It's off in the grass. CBS Samaritan van helping out at this point. 271 North, another accident blocking the right lane at Miles Road. Semi went through the guardrail. ODOT and tow truck on the scene. And the downtown Hilton Garden in cam showing slow traffic. Interbelt South between 71 and East 9th Street down to 71, actually. Pat Butler, Stanek Window, Sky Chief Traffic. News Radio WTAM E1100.
Skies clear overnight, cold, lows the mid-20s. Tomorrow, early sunshine, then clouds roll in again, highs in the mid to upper 40s. It's 26 now at WTAM 1100.
You're logged on WTAM.com while you're here. Get registered for contests that aren't on the air.
Trivasano flashback.
What's the difference between the Cleveland Browns and a dollar bill? You can still get four quarters out of a dollar. What do you call 47 people sitting around TV watching an NFL playoff game? The Cleveland Browns. What do Cleveland Browns and possums have in common? They both play dead at home and get killed on the road.
All right, time now for 2020 sports brought to us by
Zeppi's Pizzeria.
Hey, tomorrow's our marathon. We start at 3 in the afternoon. We go to 5 in the morning. I'll read you the lineup. We've got all kind of people coming on, including Bernie and Argrove. Shapiro will be here. Danny Ferry, Jim Jones, all kind of people coming on. Carla Bella Day Spa will be here giving us massages. Got everything going on tomorrow from 3 in the afternoon to 5 in the morning. But Art Modell live from Baltimore, 5:20. Don't miss that. You know, we'll try to find out something here, Schwabi. You know?
A little something, something. I have a hunch he's probably not going to say much, but
I think he'll say more than hopefully. I think he'll say, hopefully.
Oh, I hope
we'll
you're
see.
Right.
We'll see. Well, I'll ask the questions, and what he answers, he answers. What he doesn't, he doesn't.
Yep. You can't beat it out of it.
You going to get the license plate spray from...
Yeah, I was in here listening to some stuff. I only caught the last 10 seconds of the interview.
You can go to photoblocker.com. You get this can of spray, you spray it on your license plate, it's clear. So you're not doing nothing wrong.
Blocker, I'm going there right now.
.com. And the red light camera doesn't work. So when you go, if you go through a red light or they try to beat you, say you went through a red light, they can't pick up your license plate to give you a ticket.
What? Really?
How does that work with the yellow light? Like, are you allowed to go through it?
Yellow you are.
But that's what they're saying. They're snapping it, like, when you're going through
well,
the yellow.
Of course, they're
going
to cheat because they want more money so they can take more of our money from us and abuse it.
I don't quite get the rules on yellow. I mean, it's caution,
Well, it actually stands for clearance. That was designed to clear the intersection. So if it was green and you were in the middle of the intersection, when it turned yellow, you clear the intersection. Basically, you finish your left-hand turn. But because everybody was going through the yellow, that's why there's a pause between a yellow and a red. So when the light turns red, you clear.
Yeah, but if you're going straight and it turns yellow, to me it's like a judgment call. If you're in front of the light and it turns yellow, and you got to, like, slam on your brakes to